Clevelander's comment on the history of Euclid Avenue's Millionaire's Row, from the heyday of Rockefeller to the used car lots of the 1970s.
A lot of very prominent individuals lived on Euclid Avenue. To have a home on Euclid Avenue was, you had really made it. If you were fronting Euclid Avenue, if you were on the backside, maybe you weren't doing as well. But if you were on Euclid Avenue, you were a millionaire.
You don't produce an avenue like that without extreme production of wealth. I mean, after all, Rockefeller was the first billionaire, at least in this country. And the wealth here was pretty impressive.
I remember the old houses that were lining Euclid Avenue, and I remember my being disturbed as they came down. And they can never be replaced. And Euclid Avenue will never get back to the grandeur it had when those large homes were along the avenue.
When I was a child and we go down Euclid Avenue, they were all used car lots, all those big front lawns, and the houses were where the used car lots had their so-called offices. And you could see it. It was criminal. Everybody moved out. That left a vacuum. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to move into these buildings, and that's when they just went into used car lots. And these were properties that went all the way from Euclid to Chester, with just a big mansion kind of in the middle. And it was criminal.